I'm going to ask you to take your Bibles and turn with me back to the book of Proverbs, chapter 26. Proverbs chapter 26. I'd like to look at one verse, verse 17, Proverbs 26:17. He that passeth by and meddleth with strife, belonging not to him, is like one that taketh a dog by the ears. If I take the general idea and understanding of this passage and look at the general accepted meaning of this verse of Scripture. That understanding, that natural understanding of this passage of Scripture would be right. Here's what it means, generally speaking. Just mind your own business. Mind your own business. And I looked, I tried to, and I pray that the Lord give me some understanding. I truly believe that the Lord has given me some light on this passage of Scripture. And let me say this, minding your own business is good advice. If it's not your business, leave it alone. But the meaning, I've tried to look at these words and I've asked, truly, I've asked the Lord to give me some light on this passage of Scripture. Because if it's not the gospel, then it does us no good. Minding your own business is good advice, but that's not the gospel. This verse of Scripture says, he that is passing by, and in his passing, sees a quarrel between two people and vexes or troubles himself with the quarrel. Takes a side in the dispute that he had nothing to do with. He didn't contribute. It's like one that takes a dog by the ears. What he's done is he's probably going to get bitten. He's probably going to bring some trouble on himself. And that's the natural heart of what's being said here. Now, for a few minutes, I'd like to just look at this, and I pray that the Lord bless it to our hearts, and we see the glory of Almighty God in the face and the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. He that passeth by. Now all that could be considered, talking about anybody that is passing by or passing over is what it means. Crossing over. But I will say this, no passing, no crossing over is even worth mentioning except the crossing over or the passing by of the Lord Jesus Christ, who, according to God's eternal covenant of grace, was made flesh and came into this world and crossed over or passed by. That's what the word means. He that passeth by, he that's crossing over, he that's going from here to there. That's what it means. But for him, who for 33 years was in this world as the federal head and surety of his people, he's the one that I want to look at that was passing by. He who in the fullness of time was sent of the Father and made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. Now, his passing by is worthy to be spoken of. I want to talk about his passing by. His passing by that he made himself of no reputation, took upon himself the form of a servant, servant made in the likeness of men, and being found in the fashion as a man, humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. But I want us to consider what he did. He passed by. What a wonderful thought. God was made flesh. God. But in his passing by, here's what he did. He passed by, and the scripture said, and meddleth with strife belonging not to him. Now, that this is an amazing thing. You take your concordance, and I've said I always encourage you. Look, I'm going to do my best to try to tell you what these words mean. But look them up. Look them up. Passeth and meddleth. Those two words, passeth and meddleth, same word. Same exact word. But if you have a concordance, a marginal reading, mine in the middle of mine, it says, he that passeth by and meddleth. That word meddleth there in my marginal reading means enraged. To be raged. To have a zealousness. To be provoked. To be provoked with zealousness is what it means. He that passeth by and meddleth. Now this is talking about his attitude. I'm talking about he who came into this world and passed by and meddleth with zealousness. He meddled with strife belonging not to him. Now the strife or the controversy spoken of here was between God and his people. All men in general. But he came for the strife that was between God Almighty and his people. Strife that was caused by our sin. We're the cause of the strife. But it was a strife, sin, that didn't belong to him. Didn't belong to the Lord Jesus Christ. Why? The scripture said he knew no sin. He knew no sin. But that he might restore that which he took not away. He, according to God's everlasting covenant of grace, passeth by. And he meddleth with that strife. And he did it being vexed and excited with the quarrel. That's the meaning of that. He passeth by and meddleth. And he did it not in an indifferent way. He came vexed or excited with the quarrel. He intervened to make peace. And he did it with passion. That's what it's saying. He that passeth by and meddleth. He didn't come as a busybody. You know, we talk about us minding our own business. We'd do something like this. It'd be like we just walking by and just happen to come up on somebody arguing. No. He knew of this strife before the foundation of the world. And for the ultimate good of both parties. Now listen to this. He passeth by and meddleth with strife. That strife that belongeth not to him. He came into this world as the mediator. Here's how he meddleth. And did it with zealousness. He did it as the God-man mediator. The one that could touch both parties. We come up on a an argument or something, and we find out somebody's arguing about something, and I'll tell you what we're prone to do. We're prone to take one side or the other. He had both sides at heart. Here's the great high priest, the God-man mediator who made peace, who reconciled God and his people. The scripture says, "The zeal of thine house hath eaten me up. And the reproaches of them that reproach thee are fallen upon me." Psalm 119, verse 139. Listen to this passage of scripture. Psalm 119, 130. "My zeal hath consumed me, because mine enemies have forgotten thy words." His heart glowed according to this scripture. Those words, I mean, it look at that marginal reading. Anger, zealousness, anger at what had happened concerning his people, that a holy anger. And his heart with zeal for God's glory was this, that God's law might be honored. That justice be satisfied. God been offended. And with zealousness, he came that sin be punished, but that his people go free. He bore it. He passeth by and meddleth with strife, with sin, belonging not to him. He vexed himself and gloriously, as I said a moment ago, he stood for both sides. Not like me, not like you. We're going to take one side or the other. Somebody's wrong, somebody's right. Somebody, you know how we are. Listen, yeah, God's right and we're wrong, but he took both sides. The glory of God and the good of his people. He brought trouble upon himself because of the strife that didn't belong to him. And as the scriptures spiritually speak, he's like a man taking a dog by the ears and made himself just. I looked this up. Find out what happens when you grab a dog by the ears and pick him up. They get mad. You know, I know Lyndon Johnson did it with his dog, but his dog, you know, it was his dog. You know, you take a wild dog and you grab a dog by the ears, it says the nerve endings of a dog. Some of y'all know a whole lot more about dogs than I do. But you take, and all the weight of that dog is on his ears when you pick him up. And he's not going to be happy. Unless you figure out a way to get rid of him. When you turn him loose, now he's right there. More than likely, you're going to get bitten. Justice, according to that dog, is going to be satisfied. And he, the scripture bearing this out, "He that passeth by and meddleth with strife belong not to him," is like one taketh a dog by the ears. There's going to be a price. There's going to be a price that's going to be paid and to settle that strife. And there was a price to be paid. Oh, the pain that he suffered for being our surety. He passeth by and he meddleth, suffering, and he bore the sin of his people. I tell you what the scripture says. This is what he suffered. Isaiah chapter 53, verses 3 to 6. "He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief. We hid as it were our faces from him. He was despised and we esteemed him not. Surely he's borne our griefs, carried our sorrows. We did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted." Why? Because he passeth by and meddleth with strife that was not his. "He was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we're healed." Why was he stricken? He meddled. He meddled with strife that was not his own, but he made it his own, according to God's everlasting covenant. We get into somebody else's business that's not ours, but this was his business. This was his business. He entered zealously into the strife, into the work that the Father had given him. Why? His bride's life and eternal security was at stake. Because of his love for her. Go back and read the book of Song of Solomon. He said, "You've ravished me with one of your eyes. You've stolen my heart." She was separated from God with no hope in herself of ever being reconciled, dead in trespasses and sins. His bride had one hope, that he passed by, like he passed by that child. Saw her. Navel wasn't cut. He said, "I saw you in your own blood." And what he said? He said, "Live." Took her, washed her, clothed her. He entered in. He took that which was the cause of her strife. He made himself sin. God the Father made him sin. He bowed to the will of the Father. Hazarded himself zealously for her. Bore the shame at Calvary, forsaken of the Father. Bore that plunging sun, a sword of his justice, and died as her absolute substitute. Was made what she is, made her. Oh, the mercy of God to save a people from their sins. How did he save them? He, God himself, was made flesh. I'll be made what she is. She made flesh, made the form of sinful flesh. I'll be made what she is by nature, made sin. He meddled. Well, I tell you what, that's one thing we don't need to do, is meddle in somebody else's business. But as I said a moment ago, this was his business. He loved her. And he gave himself for her. I pray God bless this to our hearts for God's glory and our good. Amen. All right.